leaves, somebody's gonna have to leave or suddenly. That might sound ominous, but he quit the book company he was working for in Tuscaloosa, and there was no reason to stay in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. They really needed to get rid of that house. So we were talking about horses. What are the horses' feet called? Okay. And one of them would be a
hoof.
Okay. What is a male sheep called?
I'm not too keen on the farm animals, but I'm sure I know the term. And
what about a female sheep?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I can't think right now. What is it?
Well, there's a ram for the male and an ewe for the female.
Mm-hmm.
What about, what fabric or what do we get when we shear sheep?
Wool.
Okay. A pig grows up after he gets to be very big. He becomes a
hog.
Okay. Two of them would be two
hog.
Okay. What about the, well, the stiff hair on a hog's neck? I won't go do that. What does a brush have in it? What do you call the little
bristles?
Okay. What about the big teeth on a hog or an elephant or anything like that?
Tusks.
Okay.
Tusks. Hard to say.
Let's see. What do you put chickens in?
A chicken coop.
Okay.
Or a pen.
Okay. What is the name for the sound that a horse makes?
A whinny.
Okay. The name for the sound that a cow makes?
Oh. Bray is a donkey.
Okay.
What is a cow?
Some people say they call it a low or a moo.
Oh, I thought moo would be the sound, but not the name for it.
What about the part of a chicken when you cook a chicken and sometimes you get two people hold it and pull on it?
A pulley bone.
Okay. What superstition is involved with that?
That if you make a wish, the person with the largest piece after it's broken has the wish come true.
All right. What do you say to a horse to make him start?
Giddy up.
Okay, and to make him stop?
Whoa.
Okay. When you ride a horse, what do you call the things that you guide him with?
Reins.
Okay, and you put your feet in the
stirrups.
Okay. Do you ever use the term, you all?
I try not to, but I'm sure I do.
Okay. What about the term, who all? Do you ever say, who all was there?
No, I try not to use that, but I'm sure I have.
Okay. What about the bread that you buy at the store? You call that what?
The bread that you buy?
Yeah, if you buy a loaf of bread, somebody might say, what do you want? Whole wheat bread or raisin bread? You might say, no, just...
Oh, you're getting going for plain bread, I think, but you just say...
White bread or light bread or plain bread, okay. What other kinds of bread, other than this kind, can you make at home from flour?
Biscuits.
Okay.
And rolls.
Okay. What about bread that's made from cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. What about the sort of pastry that is, it's round, well, not that big, it's round and it has a hole in the middle and it's fried in fat?
A donut.
Okay. What is it that you might, the kind of a pastry, I guess, or something, a flour, batter mix thing that you might eat in the morning for breakfast?
Pancakes or waffles.
Okay.